Anybody hear me?
No. Closer.
Closer.
Okay. Closer. Why can't I get a right and turn, please?
I'll help you, please.
Okay. Okay, calling to order, Whitney Tab, Town Advisory Board meeting for July the 30th, 2026. Please stand for Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag, United States of America, to the republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, justice for all.
That flag is too low.
What the hell happened to the flag?
Okay, roll call, all members are present, staff. Okay. Thank you. Public comment, this is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, which we have, if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairman or the board by majority vote. Approval of minutes for the last meeting, June 11th, 2026. Any corrections?
I didn't see any corrections, no.
Okay. Motion? Anybody wants to make a motion?
I'll be happy to make a motion to approve the minutes for June 11th, 2026.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Oh, okay, I didn't hear. Okay. Aye. Yeah, motion carried. Approved. Approval of agenda for July 30th. All right, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, motion approved. Informational, informational items, board members? Anybody?
Nothing.
Nope, okay, staff, anything? And public, anybody? Nope, okay. Planning and zoning, our agenda item, UC-26-0375, Boulder Boons Limited, LLC. Use permit to allow outdoor storage and display, waiver of development standards to modify residential adjacency standards, design review for modification to an existing site to accommodate the proposed outdoor storage and display facility on 1.34 acre portion of a 5.96 acres in a CG commercial general zone, generally located west of Boulder Highway and south of Tropicana Avenue within Whitney. We have an applicant.
All right. Thank you all for taking the time to listen to the proposal. Erin's normally the one who's been working on this, but she is away out of town attending the Romans' wedding. And so I work for Sportsman's right in the corner of Tropicana and Boulder Highway. And we have this closed down gas station. John, my name is John Ford.
John Ford.
So we have what's formerly the Mart or the gas station that was closed. The gas station part was closed down many years ago, but it's been vacant now for 4 years, and we've been trying to find a use for this vacant building. And actually, we made a contract with Cool Bins. They do containers. They do refrigerated containers that be in the offices and freezers. And we made a contract with them for the entire greater Las Vegas area, and basically it's renting out these containers. So we're looking for a special use permit for outdoor storage and display in a commercial general zone. Permit to allow a fence shorter than 8 feet along the highway. Permit to eliminate outdoor storage screen from the right-of-way. Design review proposed outdoor storage facility at the site. A waiver of the local standards for outdoor storage on the adjacent areas subject to residential adjacent. So basically, we won't be doing any modifications to the outside. The fence is already there. We already built it on day, which will be closed at night. And we will be making improvements inside the building for this company. And we believe that this will be the best use of that building. It takes time to try to find out what would be best. Basic liability and have the most benefit to the surrounding communities. And so basically, we'll be having about 40 of these containers that will be stored in the parking lot there. And we'll have about 7 within the fence areas displayed. And other than that, everything else, landscaping, fencing, the gas station. Canopy, which is at a height of 18 feet 6 inches, will all remain there. There will be various sizes, 2 different sizes of these containers. We have room for 45 of them at the store.
That's kind of, it came out of the leg.
I'll just hold it. So, right here is the building, and then this entire area is fenced and closed in already. Currently, we'll store 30 bins in a row lined up here. Hopefully, most of those will be rented out, possibly to construction companies most of the time, so that will always be full. And then we plan to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 bins that will be on display at the front of the property. Right there at the street. And there will be 20 parking spaces, 1 handicap space. And that's about it. Any questions?
Good?
And all good.
Hmm? Oh, hang on. The microphone. Okay, this is a public hearing. Is there anyone here that would like to speak on this item? Nope. Okay, I'm closing this to the public. I'm opening this to the board.
So, where is loading?
Sit down.
Where are they?
Oh. Chris.
No, the front gate is 24-foot setback, so the gates will swing in, so there'll be plenty of room to pull in, even if there'll be a special truck, a winch truck, that will load the containers. And the parking lot actually is very big, it's got a lot of space, so plenty of space for a winch truck to load up a container and drive it to wherever it's.
Between the containers that are facing Boulder Highway and Boulder Highway itself, is there anything that's landscaping to, I know, kind of to block the view? I mean, I know the containers might look right, but containers facing Boulder Highway.
Well, there's landscapes, artificial grass on the sidewalk, yeah. And then there's the tall iron white fence. Okay. So these bins are actually on the other side of the white fence. So, and they're all white. that's all those, so they'll be brand new, the ones that are brand new. So it'll look nice.
Down there?
You want?
I really don't have any, I do have a question, I apologize. The ones that you're going to load up for the customer, that's taken out and brought to the customer's property, correct? So it's being stored on their property, not coming back and stored on your property. And the other thing, that the property in question here for the zoning is Sportsman's property. That's the only property that's in question for the variance, for the waiver.
That's our property too.
No, I know that. Okay, and the residential is where that's in question for this waiver? Is it the house on the corner there?
No, it's the apartments.
The apartments. Yeah, okay, that's all I wanted to know. Thank you. That's what I figured.
Yeah, I was going to ask the same thing. So, like, the county's concern was aesthetically, the residential area,
yeah, that's it,
is going to be affected, you know, visually looking at containers, but you are the residential area.
Correct.
Right? Okay. And do you have any concerns about people that are living in those apartments complaining that now they're going to look out and there's going to be stacks of metal boxes?
As far as being a resident, renting one of these?
No, resident in Sportsman's Manor. The building, Sportsman's Manor overlooks that property, correct?
Right.
Yeah. So, is there any concern that your residents at Sportsman will complain?
Oh, I see what you're saying. So, right now it's an empty parking lot, so if we just have these containers lined up there, I don't think they would consider it.
Down the end, please.
Okay, hang on. I got two more.
Sorry.
Oh no, sorry. So as far as the traffic, you're going to anticipate like backing up traffic on Boulder. You'll be able to go in and out.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. And then what's the hours of operation? Because that's going to be a little noisy, loading and unloading.
8 a.m. to 5 a.m. Those are hours. Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. Okay, thank you.
The building is still remaining. So that was and then what, as far as security is concerned, no one's breaking in, trying to stay overnight. So our security already controls this, and they lock the key each day, and they control it. And this fits all the way around. Private gates that should be the back, which security which is all the time. So yeah, security is already in place.
It's more of a comment than a question. It just seems like we don't allow like tractor trailers to park in residential areas. And so these are the pods that are residential areas. And I know that you guys are normally like considered weekly, but I mean, people live there, they're long term companies without that housing price. And so it just seems like we don't allow it in the regular neighborhood. This is an option because we would never let any tractor trailers dump their load and where there's housing. And then just the idea of setting something right on the corner and then you draw the ones that are displayed and so forth. So the winch is a, I think it's class B, so it's not as big as a, it's quite small.
Again, anybody?
Oh, fine. It's like the, it's, the winch truck is like the tow truck that pulls it
up. Yeah. Like report when they drop the dumpsters. We good? Okay. Closing this to the board. Does anybody wish to make a motion? Oh.
I'll be happy to make, I'm sorry, what?
Take the mic.
What did you say?
Take the mic.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll be happy to make a motion. UC260375, Boulder Boons LLC, use permit, waiver of development standards and design review. I make a motion for approval according to staff's recommendations if approved.
What?
You recommended denial.
No, if approved.
Yeah.
If approved, okay. There's a motion for approval. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All opposed? Okay. Motion is carried 4-1 in favor. And your next planning commission meeting on the 18th? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. General business? Anybody? Nope, okay. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters related to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on the on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Anybody for comments? No? Okay. Next meeting, August the 13th, 2026, unless otherwise posted. We're adjourned.